you know, for many reasons beyond just the creation of the Hangout in and of itself, but it is allowing you, based on the cornerstone of relationships, to align yourself with people who maybe are larger centers of influence than maybe you are at the moment. And that, you can't pay enough for that.
I'm still a little bit stunned when I think about how much my life has changed and how much my business has changed in just 6 months. In less than 6 months. But, I mean, really, I've been working on the Hangout for about 9 months now. But it's been so fast how much it's impacted the way that people view me, the professional credibility that I have. I can propose speaking at almost any conference, and it doesn't have to be about Hangouts for the audience, for the listening audience. It can be about whatever it is that you want to be more of an expert in. Make that what you talk about in your Hangout. Invite the people who you would like to interview. My recommendation, and if we have, you know, a couple more minutes, Rodney, I'd love to share with the audience. I actually have 5 steps for successes in Hangouts. And so I can try and go through them really quickly if you're fine.
We have at least another 10 minutes, so feel free.
Awesome.
Go for it.
Fantastic. Okay. So, step one, if you decide you're going to do a Google Plus Hangout on air, of course you want to do everything in life the way that you do this. You want to play to win. Play to win, and you will love the results that you will get. You might not win all the time. You probably won't win all the time, but you will love the results that you get. So step one is research and preparation. And you've decided you want to do a Hangout on air for your business. The first thing you need to know is what Hangouts already exist in your field. So you don't even have to decide what you want your Hangout to be about yet. In fact, don't decide yet. Just start finding other Hangouts that are similar to what you – find other Hangouts that excite you. If you're passionate about it, then your audience will be passionate about it. And I want you to find those Hangouts that excite you, that you're excited to participate in or even to watch, and then do it. Participate in it. And as you're excited, experiencing a series of Hangouts, if you can do 3 or 4 Hangouts, even just watching them in a week, you will have such a strong understanding of how Hangouts work. You'll have almost everything you need to get started. But what I want you to do while you're watching or participating in these Hangouts is take note of everything that you like about that Hangout, about the experience, what you see the organizers doing that you think you would like to do yourself or that you want to avoid doing, because for you as a viewer, it doesn't work for you. It probably wouldn't work for your audience either. Your audience is a lot like you and they want you. So when you feel like you see someone doing something in a Hangout that doesn't quite work for you, don't do it in your own Hangout. So watching these Hangouts that are in your field, so the 3 things actually that you want to take note of are what you like and you want to do yourself, what you don't like and you don't want to do, so you make note of that to avoid it, or tell your staff if you're delegating any of these projects or any of these tasks. And the 3rd thing really is to just keep an eye on your mental notes, on what you're saying to yourself as you're watching or as you're looking for the Hangouts in the schedule. And you can just search Google for Google Plus Hangouts on Air schedule, and it will take you to a page on Google Plus that has a number of promoted Hangouts. But really the best place to find Hangouts is going to the Events tab within Google Plus. and that will show you all of the Hangouts that come up. Or you could always search for that keyword, Hangouts.